Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Proverbs 4:18 says, "But the path of the just is as the shining light." Look what it says, "that shines less and less unto the worst day." The path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Right? You listen to enough of the sound that's in the world, you'll not only be deceived, but you'll be discouraged and borderline fearful. Men's hearts failing for seeing things coming upon the planet. But that is not our portion. That is not at all our portion. And this we must understand and must embrace now. For when it truly gets dark, you will be that light. So I want to lay a foundation here. Our pathway is a pathway of increase. Increase. Everything about you, God desires to increase. If you turn to Job chapter 17 and verse number 9, Job, the book of Job, 17 verse 9, "The righteous," the just, "the righteous also shall hold on his way," shall hold on his way, "and he that has clean hands shall be stronger and stronger." Let's lay these foundation blocks. This is what God says about you, his covenant authority. The path of the just, you are justified. Just as if you've not committed sin. He has justified us. So the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Not less and less. Job says, "And he that has the righteous, the righteous shall hold to his way." The grace of God will give you the ability, like Jacob, who was a supplanter, but when that transformation was taking place in his life, he was able to hold on to an angelic being. How is that? A being whose strength far surpasses Jacob's, but yet in that time of transformation, he was able to hold that angel at bay. That angel said, "Let me go." I mean, an angel asking you to let him go. But he said, "I'll not let you go, not until you bless me." So the righteous will receive in these last days a grace to hold to the way. You don't have to backslide. Amen. You don't have to compromise. Amen. Amen. For gain, prestige, for favor, any of these things is all part of your destiny. Yes. All right? So that's important to know. The righteous shall hold to his way, and he that hath clean hands, your job is to keep your hands clean. Keep your hands clean. Nothing under the table. Isaiah 30, and I'm just, this is foundation we're laying for this message on the path of the just. This is your portion. Isaiah, Isaiah 30. And let's look at verse 23 first. The word of God says, then shall he give rain. Am I in the right? Isaiah 30, verse 23. Yeah. Then shall he give the rain of your seed, that you shall sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall your cattle feed in large pastures. So there's a word of increase. God is saying here, increase. Then shall the Lord give rain for your seed. Some seed is in the ground and you've been waiting. Now it's time for the rain. For the seed to come out from in that dark place, hidden place, and begin to take on manifestation. And he says, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. Somebody say, fat and plenteous. If we skip down to verse number 26, the word says, moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord binds up the breach of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. Moreover, the light of the moon. Now, you've heard me talk about this before. I want to emphasize it again. The light of the moon shall be as light as the sun. First, let's establish the reality that the moon has no light of its own. The moon is just a reflection. You know, of the light of the sun reflecting off of the moon. That's why we see it the way that we do, because of the light of the sun. It has no light of its own, right? That's two of y'all. Is that right or wrong? Where are the astronomers in the... Okay, so the moon is reflecting the light of the sun. This is what Isaiah is saying here. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun. Now, when we see, if you were on a clear night, you know, when there's a full moon or whatever, you see the moon shining or reflecting the light of the sun, but not, you ain't mistaken that for no sun. Right, because you still see the stars, it's still dark. Because it's the moon, it's only reflecting a portion of light. But look at what Isaiah is saying here. He said, there's coming a time, moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun. And the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days in the day that the Lord binds up the breach of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. Now, we already said the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto that perfect day. When he talks about the moon shall be bright as the sun, and the sun shall be sevenfold brighter. The number seven is a symbol of perfection. Now, if the sun shone any brighter, naturally, it'd burn up everything. We'd be toast, everything'd be burned up. But God has it under control, a certain distance from the planet, you know, so that it doesn't do that. But should that happen, it will burn up everything. But what he's saying, if we take this symbolically, the light of the sun, the moon has no light. We have no light of our own. The light in you is Christ. Right? You don't have it. That's why people say, I'm going to let my little light shine. You ain't got the light of Christ. Because it's your little light. Right? No, he lighteth every man that comes into the world. So when that light is activated, when we receive him, now we become the light of the world, right? But he says there's coming a time where the moon, that's y'all, are going to shine with a perfected light. The sun, what we know of him, we know in part. We prophesy in part. We understand in part, but there's coming a revelation, a time where God is going to show us some stuff. The light is going to shine bright to his people, and we are going to reflect that light in a fullness. Are you following? This is the analogy that Isaiah is using here. And the light of the sun shall be sevenfold. It shall be perfect. And he goes on to say, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, and the light of 7 days in the day that the Lord binds up the breach of his people. My point, the path of the just, your path, is as a shining light. You have light right now, but you're not shining like you're going to shine. Even though the darkness is covering the world. This is where you cannot allow darkness to determine your narratives. Don't let CNN, I get all my news from CNN. That's why you're crazy. That's why you're worried. That's why you're losing your mind. That's why you're ready to give up. That's why you're trying to build a bunker. CNN. I prefer Al Jazeera. Have y'all ever heard of that? But that's the Islamic news station. They tell more truth than ours do. They do. You listen, let me say it again. You as a child of God, you cannot, you have to refuse darkness to determine your narrative. Now, we just read a few scriptures here, just a few, that already established the reality that your path is to shine brighter. Yes, God gives you a grace to hold to the way. Yes. Amen. You don't have to backslide, be beaten down and discouraged and defeated in these last days. No, that's not our portion. Amen. Contrary to a lot of westernized gospel and trying to get out of here, you know, and all of that stuff, that is not, no, that's made up stuff. Amen. Amen?
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.